Om Shanti. 9th August 2018. Today is Thursday. Today's blessing is, may you go fast in service and claim a first number with the speciality of being a humble instrument and thereby becoming an embodiment of success. While moving forward in success, in service, if you are aware of the speciality of being a humble instrument, you will then become an embodiment of success. Just as you are clever in running around for service, in the same way, become clever in these two specialities, humility and being instrument. And you will go fast in service and come first by doing this. Do service while staying within the line of the codes of conduct of Brahmin life and considering yourself to be a spiritual server. You will become an embodiment of success. You will not have to labor. So Baba is telling about success in service. And four things are necessary to achieve this success in service or to become embodiment. So what are those four things? First is humility. Second is being instrument. Third is staying within the lines of codes of conduct. Maryada. Lines of maryada. And fourth is considering oneself as spiritual server. Spiritual sevadari. So for success in seva, these four things Baba is talking about. First is humbleness, humility. Second is considering oneself as an instrument. And third is staying within the lines of maryada, codes of conduct, and being considering oneself as spiritual server. So the first virtue or the thing that is needed for success in service is humility. One brother from Australia has narrated an incident about Dadi Prakash Mani. In 1977, first time there was program in Sydney University, the first ever big program of service in Sydney University. So they all were very much engaged in that service. They finished the program and they came back to center. So everybody was very tired as well as hungry. So it was Dadi Prakash Mani who at the end of the day, even after being very much tired, she went straight to the kitchen and prepared soup for everyone. So that brother narrates the incidents that it is never ever found in any other institution where the head of the institution is going and doing some cooking work for everyone. While everyone was tired, even she was tired, but Dadi Prakash Mani made it a point to go first to kitchen and prepared something for everyone, and everybody was very happy. So this is an instance of humility. A leader is always humble. A leader always considers oneself as himself as a instrument. There is one more event described by one of the senior sisters, one of the sisters from Mumbai. This was an event just before 18th January 1969 when Dadi was bringing a group of people from Mumbai, and in that group one ticket was less in train, so, and they had a lot of bags of grain with them, so the one person would not get a seat, and that person would have to stay awake all night sitting on the grains, bag of grains in between the two seats. So there was one Kanya, one Kumari, and everybody took the seat, and she did not have because one ticket was less. So she sat on the bag of grains, and train started. And in the middle of the night, suddenly Dadi Prakashmani got up, and she saw that this girl is sitting on that grain of bag of grains. So Dadi gave that girl, that Kumari, her seat, and Dadi herself sat on that bag of grains whole night doing yoga. That was much before even Brahma Baba became avyakt. And Baba, that was even just before 18th January. So these two events shows the greatness of the soul. She became the leader of the institution much after, but this event shows the nature of the soul. So this namrata, this humility, this feeling of humbleness made her win the hearts of souls. So this is what is needed for service. If one sits as a boss and thinks of others as servants and starts ordering, that seva never becomes successful. Again, regarding Dadi, she became the instrumental soul in this yajna to expand the services to unprecedented levels. Such expansion of the service was never done before. So she was the one who was responsible for such huge expansion of the service. So these are the two events, and very much heart-touching events of the lives of Dadiji, that show that the seed of humility was in her much, much before she was made the instrument soul of this yajna. So, four things. First is humility. What is humility? How do you define humility? What is namrata? What is humbleness? Unobtrusive attitude. What is it? What is humility? Always respect and help to others, making others move forward. Okay, then what is humility? Down to the earth, flexible, and obedient, not arrogant. Humility is absence of ego. Humility is absence of I-ness. Humility is absence of the holier-than-thou attitude. I am superior to you. I am better than you. I know more than you. You know less, I know more. I am right, you are wrong. This attitude is the attitude of arrogance. Humility is absence of obstinacy. Humility is the feeling when one feels that one is much, much, it is not the absence of self-respect. It is self-respect, and yet one knows that there are many things to learn, and one knows that he has, that others have their own specialities, and I need to learn from each one of them. So humility is it comes from a deep understanding of things. Humility comes from maturity of intellect. Humility is the flowering of spirituality. Humility is the blooming of that flower of spirituality. Humility is the culmination of all the efforts. Humility is the maturation of knowledge. when the knowledge matures, it reaches this level. So, this pinnacle, highest level of spirituality, of knowledge, is called humility. So, to always feel that I have many more things to learn. And then one attached thing is instrument. I have been made an instrument for this service. If he wanted, he could have made someone else as an instrument. But it is my fortune that I have become instrument for this service. This again are very much related to each other. Both of these things, humility and instrument. Or you can say humble instrument. In instrument, humility is already acquired, already included. So, humility, being instrument. Third, staying within the lines of codes of conduct, within the maryada. When the service is done, breaking maryadas, it might appear for a short while that person is gaining success, but in the long run, it is all failure, fiasco. So, you cannot hope or you cannot think of achieving success by breaking maryadas. There are maryadas and they would remain maryadas and they are fixed maryadas. I think it was in yesterday's Murli. Baba started with talking about satsang. Okay? And he compared those satsang and this satsang. What is the difference? In those satsang, anybody can go and sit. In those satsang, anybody can come. Any Tom, Dick and Harry can go and sit in that satsang. One. In that satsang, there is no aim object. Third. In that satsang, they read from the scriptures, Shastra. In that satsang, it is the sangha of manushya. It is the company of humans. These are the four things. This is how the Murli started yesterday. And Baba said, very thought-provoking statement. There is no aim object in that satsang. Is it really so? I was just thinking. But they think that there is an aim object. And Baba thinks that there is no aim object in that satsang.
In satsang, there is no aim object.
But there is a deep meaning to that. Baba said, in your satsang, there is an aim or object. And their satsang, there is no aim and object. But they have aim and object. They think of mukti and they want. So in one sense, they have, like, if somebody is disturbed, he goes to the satsang and his mind gets fresh. But Baba made this thought-provoking four statements. First, in their satsang, anybody can go. Second, they read from scriptures. Third, it is the company of humans. And fourth, no aim object. Now, in this satsang, outsiders are not allowed to come. This is what only you can understand. Because they will not understand. One is this. Second, there is an aim object here. Third, it is really the sangha of sat. What they are having, they are reading from scriptures or there is company of humans. Here, there is company of one God. And he is the ultimate truth. Because he is the only sat. There cannot be any other person who is Sat. Ek Omkar Satnam. He is the one Omkar. He is the one Satnam. There is no other name, no other form which is true. He is the ultimate truth. The whole truth. The final truth. So, there is a difference between that satsang and this satsang. Why I am telling this? Because Baba is saying about maryada. So in this, there are rules, there are niyams, there are fixed codes of conduct. Outsiders are not allowed. Why they are not allowed? Because they might not understand. One. Second, why they are not allowed? Why outsiders are not allowed in this satsang? they have not recognized God, they have no introduction about God, they have no acquaintance of God, then why outsiders are not allowed? They might do disservice by not understanding things. Because they will come, they will hear one thing, and they will spread outside something else. So they might do disservice. Then, they don't follow Srimad. They do not know Srimad. So there is no question of following. They are ignorant. Then, so these are maryadas of this institution. And if some Brahmini is bringing somebody from outside, what happens? Baba says, Indra Sabha, outsiders are not allowed. He will turn into a stone. Burden. Even that instrument soul will have that burden. So there are rules and regulations. So there is Maryada, there is Niyam. What are the difference between Niyam and Maryadas? Rules, regulations, one. There is one more word is Niyam. Sometimes Niyam means rules and regulations, but in Patanjali, Niyam is something else. Yam, Niyam, Asan, Pranayam. So there Niyam word has a different meaning. But still, usually Niyam is taken as rules and regulations. So, what is the difference between Niyam and Maryada? Any difference? Niyam are gross. Maryadas are strict. Maryadas are higher. They are lines of codes of conduct. They are different. Niyam means, Niyam can be for anything. Niyam is a word for outside people also. Like Niyam of the restaurant. Those who want to drink, they should bring money. This is a rules for the bars and restaurants. Rules can be for anything. But do they write Maryadas for drinking wine? They never write the word. Maryada is a religious word. Maryada is a word from spirituality. So rules and regulation, niyams are general. General rules. Like, wear this, wear that. It could be real. But Maryadas means religion. Maryadas means spirituality. Maryadas means something related to morality. So, this is about Maryada. Maryadas are little higher. Maryadas are something to do with making person moral, leading a higher form of consciousness. So, living within this line of Maryadas. This is the third thing which is needed for success in service. And the last is considering oneself as spiritual server, Sevadhari. I am the spiritual server. I am on service. I am here not to command or order others to do things. Leader is somebody who is a server. So these are the four things needed for achieving success in service. Om Shanti.